Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Bokyung. I know our store's annual summer sale is coming up soon. How are the preparations going?
Last year, people were crowded around the sale items and it was really hectic. This year, we'll temporarily allow customers to reserve items in advance through our website. We'll have a special area where they can exchange their claim forms for the items on the event day.
That will work well. Are we advertising this new option?
Yes, but employees should also tell customers about it. I'll hang up a notice in the break room now explaining the plan.
Number 32. What are the speakers discussing? Number 33. What will be temporarily available to customers? Number 34. What will the woman do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I'm a guest in room 325. I wanted to use your exercise room this morning, but the door was locked, so I couldn't get in.
I apologize for the inconvenience, sir. We had a water leak in that area, so it is temporarily off limits.
Well, the hotel's website advertised that as an amenity. I was planning on working out while I was here.
We've made special arrangements with the gym across the street. I can give you a complimentary pass for that gym.
That's great. I didn't want to spend more because of this problem. Thanks.
Number 35. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 36. What does the man say he had trouble doing? Number 37. Why does the man like the woman's suggestion? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. I'm repainting my kitchen this weekend, but since some areas could be exposed to spills, I want a paint that can withstand cleaning.
There are quite a few specialty paints designed specifically for the kitchen. In my opinion, Soto is the best brand. And we're selling it at a very good price right now because the store will discontinue it in just a few weeks.
That sounds good to me. Do you have something in a bright yellow?
How about I give you one of our catalogs? Then you can see all of the color options for Soto.
Number 38. What kind of project will the man do this weekend? Number 39. What does the woman mention about the Soto brand? Number 40. What does the woman offer to give the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Bridgeport Bank team. This morning, you'll learn all about your job responsibilities as tellers, and after lunch, you'll receive your work uniforms. I'll answer any questions as we go along.
Excuse me, I have one. How often is the work schedule posted?
Every 2 weeks on the staff section of our website. So that's why vacation requests must be at least 3 weeks in advance.
And, are the details about that policy available online?
It's outlined in your employee manual.
Thanks.
Number 41. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 42. What will the men be given this afternoon? Number 43. According to the woman, where can the information about the vacation be found? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I'm calling to hire someone to redecorate a section of my business. I own a shop that sells women's apparel, and I want to update the fitting room area.
We can certainly help you with that, ma'am. The first step would be to have one of our designers visit your store to take measurements and discuss the project in detail. Would Wednesday morning work for you?
Actually, I don't have time to meet anyone this week. Several of my employees are on vacation, so I'm busy covering their responsibilities. How about doing it next Tuesday instead?
Number 44. What is the purpose of the call? Number 45. What kind of business does the woman own? Number 46. Why is the woman unavailable this week? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Great news, Luca. Last week, our firm finalized the lease agreement for the floor above us.
That's fantastic. We have been so cramped due to the growing number of staff members. I guess we won't have to go to another building for meetings anymore.
That's right. There are four conference rooms on that floor, so it'll be really convenient. I'm not sure how to reserve them, though.
Heather should know about that. Let's ask her.
Heather, Luca and I wanted to know what the procedure for reserving the new meeting rooms will be.
We're launching a sign-up system on the company website within the next few days.
Number 47. What did the speaker's company do last week? Number 48. What benefit of the change do the men mention? Number 49. What information do the men want from the woman? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm Marcello from the HR department. I'm sure you're busy, but I need your attention regarding my computer problem. Yesterday, I was out of the office for a meeting at the Johnsonville branch. When I returned late in the afternoon and turned my computer on, some of my personnel files had disappeared.
Some of the employees in your department reported similar issues, so I assigned Kyle, one of my IT technicians, to visit their office and take care of them this morning.
I've been at my desk all day. How soon do you think you could follow up on this?
Number 50. What did the man do yesterday? Number 51. In which department does the woman most likely work? Number 52. What does the man most likely mean when he says,
I've been at my desk all day?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Ranjit, we need to leave for the sales pitch to Malloy Distribution soon. It's just going to be the two of us.
Marco isn't joining us?
No, he's not. Unfortunately, he had to add another day to his business trip.
That could be a problem. I haven't had much time to prepare for the presentation because the sales director needed me to write a proposal at the last minute.
It'll be all right. I have a list of the figures you need. I'll print you a copy so you can refer to them if necessary.
Number 53. Why does the man say, Marco isn't joining us? Number 54. According to the man, what has caused a problem? Number 55. What does the woman plan to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, you're the new social media manager, right? I know all of the instructors here at our gym, but I don't know much about what goes on behind the scenes. I didn't even know we had a social media page.
I think that's why the owner hired me as a full-time manager. A strong social media presence can help attract new customers, so my first goal is to get more people signed up as members.
Great. Do you have any specific plans in mind?
Well, I want to provide detailed descriptions of our group classes. Actually, if you have any photos from your classes, could you email them to me?
Number 56. What kind of business do the speakers most likely work for? Number 57. What goal does the man want to achieve? Number 58. What is the woman asked to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Charlotte, I was absent from the morning meeting because I was busy visiting a client's office. What did Mr. Reyes talk about?
He demonstrated the prototype for our company's new smart speaker. Since it's going to hit the market in August, he wanted us to learn about the main features.
What a shame that I missed it.
I recorded a video during the entire session. I'll send you the part that includes the demonstration.
Number 59. What does the man ask about? Number 60. What is scheduled to happen in August? Number 61. What does the woman offer to send to the man? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hi, Prem. Have you been following the regional basketball tournament?
Yes, it's exciting that our basketball team is doing so well.
Right. We may not have the top spot on the leaderboard, but third place is still pretty good. We're not that far behind Canterbury.
Tomorrow's game will be broadcast on the local TV station. How about setting up a screen in the conference room so people in the office can watch it together?
Perfect. The company could pay for dinner. I'll order something to be delivered.
Okay, but don't forget that you have to fill out an expense form after making a purchase on the company card.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. Which team are the speakers fans of? Number 63. What does the woman offer to do? Number 64. What does the man remind the woman to do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map. Excuse me, are you a mall employee?
Yes, I work in the food court. Can I help you with something?
I'm trying to find the hardware store. I bought some replacement parts for my electric drill online, but they're the wrong size, so I'd like to exchange them.
Okay, if you look at this directory, you'll see that you're here, right by Silverson's. You just have to walk straight past the marble statue. You'll see the hardware store on your left, right across from the security office.
Thanks a lot.
Also, the mall is offering special deals throughout the day, so listen for those announcements.
Thanks, I didn't know that. Number 65. What does the man say he needs to do? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Where will the man probably go next? Number 67. What does the woman tell the man about? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and chart. Cecilia, I've just finished looking over the questionnaires we gave our customers last month.
Did you find out anything interesting?
Yes. According to the responses, most of our business comes from customers who have already stayed at our hotel before. Once they try us, they keep coming back.
That's a good sign.
I thought so too, but I also discovered that some of our advertising is ineffective. Let's drop the company with the lowest performance. If you call them, I'll call the one with the highest performance to ask them to increase our advertising.
Okay, I can do that right now.
Number 68. What has the man just finished doing? Number 69. What does the man mention about the hotel? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which company will the man contact?